Sari Aleph, Sif Aleph. Hoysa talis chagura al mosnov, l'chasoysa mi mosav alamata. So a person was covered from the waist down. So there's no part of the body, which, for a man, there's no erva uncovered at that point in time. So theoretically, his private parts are covered. So the luck is, also the hispalo. Even though the erva is covered, Shemon Esrei is the process of a person standing in front of his creator, which is just standing in front of a king, and no person is going to walk in front of the king, only covered from the waist down. Achi chasali, he has to cover his chest as well. If he didn't do it, or he doesn't have ability to do it, whatever reason, so b'di'evid, if at least he covered the very private parts of his body, that's sufficient. Mishabura, Sukkot and Aleph. So he can't daven until he covers his chest as well. The Tzarech Ulira says, Atzma Kilo Oymer Lifnei HaMelech Umadabri Be'ema. So he has to proceed, the process of Shemon Esrei, the person has to perceive themselves that they're standing in front of the king and talking. And obviously you talk with an awe and with respect, which you're not conveying if you're wearing a swimsuit. Shechasa Liboy. It's not only his chest, I mean his whole body, Mr. Burr says, has to be covered. So the interesting question which comes up, that if a person normally wears short pants, so can you daven in short pants? So Shlomo Zalman was asked this question, he said that you can't be a shatzibur under those circumstances, that's a parish of Gemara, but even as an individual, it's not proper for a person to daven like that. You wouldn't walk in front of a king like that, you know. Even though you normally, unless you're in a country where the king also wears short pants, you know. But I'm not aware of any country like that, you know. There's a musaka b'derech eretz that you have when you're in front of an important personage, which you have to convey that in Shemon Esrei. Fine. Gimel Hoyel. But in the b'di'evit situation, at least if he's covered the private part of his body, so you'd be yotze. Even though from the chest up, from the waist up, he has no clothing, he's not covered at all, b'di'evit you'd be yotze. Okay. Fine. Beis. Sorech lezer ezer b'shas ha'tefillah. A person has to wear a belt when he's davening. Even if we said it before, that the Chazal said, besides the fact that a person can't actually look at his private parts, there has to be some separation between the heart and the erva, the heart and the private parts of the person, because otherwise, Chazal said, it's almost like inside the body, the heart is looking at the erva, and that's also improper. So you already have some type of a separation, but besides that, a person should put on some type of a belt. Because Mishum Shenemar Mishum Hikon. Now Hikon is a abbreviation of a pasuk. The pasuk says Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael. That's the full quote of the pasuk. Prepare yourself to meet your creator. So Shemon Esrei is the process of meeting your creator, and it has to be done with the process of Hikon, with preparing yourself to. So the preparation which Chazal gave was. That a person should wear some type of another layer of a belt. But anything other than Shemon Esrei, as long as you don't have the lave and the erva together, which means there's some separation between the lave and the erva, for those, an extra belt is not necessary. He's wearing pants. The top of the pants, which press against the body, act as a separation between the lower part and the upper part. So the pants accomplish only rose erva, but for brachas for kriyashma that's sufficient, not for Shemon Esrei. Mishabura Dalit Sorach, so a person has to wear an azer, but he evident he's spelled below azer is yotze, but he evident a person daven without it is yotze. Now, so this is at least according to some of the. Sidisha sources, this is their, that's what the idea of a gartel is. You're wearing a belt in your pants, but besides that, a person should wear a gartel. Now, the truth is, the way the pashas, the point over here is besides the pants itself, you need a belt. So the belt, of the, which we wear a belt in our belt loops, that should be sufficient to accomplish that. Some take it a step further. A person who normally wears a belt is required to wear a belt for Shemoneh Esrei. The Chazal didn't stop and say prepare by adding on a totally extra baggage. It means if this is the way you normally go, you must make sure that you are down in Shemoneh Esrei as like that as well. But if you don't, you never go like that, so that's not what you wear. So Chazal weren't mechayvim to do so. But it would be still considered meritorious and proper, even in a situation where you don't normally wear a belt, to wear a belt under those circumstances. Some of the modern poskim suggest that you know, once upon a time, you know, the person would show up in front of an important personage. He'd go to the duke, not wearing his belt. You're not dressed. Part of the dressing was wearing a belt. So you want to prepare to meet your creator, you put on a belt. I live in a society in which yes belt, no belt makes zero difference. So that's not hikah, right? That's what they want to suggest. Now there is a concept we'll see later on of having a bag of miyuchad for tefillah, which is one of the arguments for a gartel, is because you should have something which you only wear for davening. It should be unique that you wear just for davening. That might be a different argument other than this idea of a belt. Avnet. So even though he's already wearing an avnet, which separates between the lave and the erva, which means like that's the whatever holds your pants up. That's the. Besides that, you have another one besides that. Mishum hikron likras alakecha yisrael. Now, isa bezarev eschana. This point over here is not really explanation of the Shulchan Aruch. It's just Mishum Berurah is adding in some points over here. Isa bezarev eschana man de koyim bitzlois, a person standing davening Shemoneh Esrei, boy the chasuyei reishay ve'enoy megindelo yistalka b'shkinta. Person has to cover over his head and his eyes. They shouldn't be, as it were, looking at the presence of the skin in front of them. So what does it mean? It means you bring your talus over your head. So it's proper to do that. Now there is the Mishnah Berurah said before, you don't use the talus to cover the tefillin. So how exactly do you get your talus over your eyes without going over the tefillin shorosh? So there are some approaches which say that he's saying that for Shemoneh Esrei specifically, you would cover over the tefillin shorosh down to your eyes, and that's one approach. It seems to be that other ones say no, that point is machria, and the Zohar is talking about a case where you're not wearing tefillin shorosh. But the opposite person whose eyes are open when he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, the Malach HaMavis will come to him earlier than expected. Mishnah Berurah will talk about later on the idea of that when a person davening Shemoneh Esrei, he's supposed to feel and perceive himself and imagine himself standing in front of the Shekhinah with the awe of the Shekhinah, which obviously you wouldn't be having your eyes open, looking around, etc. For other brachas, we do not require this extra layer of a belt. Zion. Even for Kriyashma, we don't require this extra layer. The only time the idea of the hikun of the preparation is for Shemoneh Esrei. Mechnasayim, he's wearing pants. So within. He's wearing a long flowing robe. He's not wearing a belt. He's not wearing pants. You know, some people look, but if he's wearing some type, the garment is presses against his body over there tightly, that'll be sufficient as well. He's wearing obviously if he's wearing some type of underclothes, that would be sufficient. Again, that would it presses against his body. That would count as a separation between the lave and the erva. Okay. Now this, Mishnah Berurah points out that this is not ma'akev b'diavad, this that they're wearing this extra layer is not ma'akev at all. Okay. Gimel, Yeshem Shaosu Lahotzi Askara Mipi Burash Megillah. You cannot say Hashem's name without a yarmulke on, with a bare head. Now, so what the Mishnah Berurah before, back in Siman Beis, he talks about wearing a yarmulke, says that over there it was the idea of wearing a yarmulke all the time wasn't something which was a chi of gomer. The Tas says nowadays is a chi of gomer. We've undertaken to do it is a chi of gomer. I mean, the din of the Gemara, it wasn't a chi of gomer. But when you say Hashem's name, that is a chi of gomer that you must do. And you cannot walk into a shul with a bare head. And I told you from Ramesha, the Mishnah Berurah and test the Rosh Hashanah Berlocha. Take a look at the Berlocha. The Berlocha, Yeshem Hashem Shlimchos. So he brings the kasha that we said this halacha shouldn't go with even without Hashem's name, without the shul. You can't go with the bare head. So the Prima Gadim says that's Dalet Amos. But less than Dalet Amos is permitted. But this is not even if you're not moving at all. It's usher. Then he brought from the Taz. Nowadays, even less than Dalet Amos is also mikredin. Now, Rambam, interesting, says two things. Rambam says that what was the pshat in the Taz? We said the Taz says like this. The Taz says that since they live in a society where the goyim show respect by taking off, by bearing their head, that's how they show respect. So, you know, when they go walk into a house, they always take off their hat. So, a Jew would be doing so, he'd be following the minhag of the goyim. So that's usher because you can't do them like the minhag of the goyim. So Rambam says maybe nowadays it doesn't apply anymore. Our society doesn't necessarily, it's not as religious as they were. And, you know, people, yes hat, no hat, you know, they're not into the whole thing, 100%. But Rambam says, on the other hand, when they pray, they're still makban, not that their head should be bared. So it means, halacha l'maaseh, a person's davening Shemoneh Esrei, let's say, and his towel slips back, and without him realizing it, it pulls off his yarmulke. So he's davening bareheaded. He's not yotze davening because it means you're davening in a way that the goyim daven. That's mamash being you're doing an avera. We said before, anytime you do Shemoneh Esrei in the form of an avera, you're not yotze Shemoneh Esrei. So Rambam holds if a person realized that, he'd have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Dalit kevoyim kapila balaz kluyim mikash. So the yarmulke they made was made out of like a cap. They made it out of straw. They braided straw together. They wove straw together. So you might think that that's like, you know, that's not really, there might be, there's some holes and it's not really so covered. No, for this purpose it's called you covered your head. Putting your hand on top of your head, your yarmulke falls off. You put your hand on top. It does not accomplish this purpose. So it means if a person wants to say a bracha and he doesn't have his yarmulke, can't find his yarmulke, so putting your hand on top of your head will not solve the problem. You must cover it. You could take a garment and put a garment on top of your head, but you can't put a hand. Somebody else's hand works for you. So if Reuven puts his hand on Shimon's head, that's fine. Shimon puts Shimon's hand on Shimon's head. Shimon's hand can't cover Shimon's head. It's all one body, so you're not covering yourself by putting your hand on top of your head. But if you take your sleeve and when you put your hand on top of your head, really the sleeve is now in your hand, so the sleeve is now sitting on top of your head, so you're being covered with the sleeve, so that's fine. Hey, lo yamen ba pudosoi velibrash magula velibrak lime gulim im derach anche welcome shall yam do lifnag dalem elabe batereglan. Person should not stand in shul wearing his apudosa. Apudosa was a money belt, so it was like a hollow belt. They would put the money inside. So, that's your business garment, you know. So why are you wearing it now? You don't come in front of the tsar wearing it. You don't stand Rosh Magula. Mishnah Berurah will talk about what type of covering. We're talking about one cover, two coverings. That's Mishnah Berurah will talk about that. Or with your legs, Magula, your legs uncovered. In a place where that's not normal to stand in front of a sar like that. There might be some very warm places, you know, maybe it's normal to stand there with your lower legs uncovered. But if it's not, you can't do that for Shemoneh Esrei. Mishabura Yeralev Bapandasai, who Azer Kolo Shavasim by Mos. It's a hollow belt. You put money inside. Veneno there Kabbal Laman Kane Lifnei Hashem Yisborach. You wouldn't stand, it's not proper to stand in front of Hashem like that. And Mechene Nochel Yisbala Bekaftin Ubega Tachtin or Beshlofrak. They would have like a dressing gown, I think you could call it. You know, something you wear at home, like you wear like a light type of a garment to cover yourself, or some type of a robe that you wear to sleep. You can't daven in those things. Okay, so interesting question always comes up: a person who's sick. And, you know, he's in bed, he's in the hospital, etc. Like, so he's wearing this hospital gown, so that would be this issue, right? So obviously, if a person's impossible, how do I should daven, right? But a person can at least put on some of his garments, or put on a shirt, something of that sort, that would be proper to do. You can't stand Barosh Magula. Now, Mishaber says that nowadays, he means his nowadays, right? So they would not walk outside without wearing a hat. Besides their yarmulke, they would wear a hat. That was the way they walked in the street. If you go back in the United States of America, till Kennedy, there's men wore hats. You wore a hat in the street. So that was their covered. To show a certain, chashivas to yourself, that's how you dress. Well, you can't daven differently than that. Well, let me cover a cut and shetachas a kaiva. Don't just rely on your yarmulke. Kein derech lamed, kein lifnei anoshim chashuvim. You wouldn't, go to greet somebody who's kosher without, getting fully dressed, which means wearing your hat. Now, some argue nowadays that that people don't necessarily wear hats all the time, so this halacha would not necessarily be true anymore, which is probably a good argument as such. The Koshkein Shlof Mitz. They had some type of a cap. They would, what do you call that? Your sleeping cap. Sleeping, the cap they put on for your nightcap. Right? That's what it means? I don't know. Not the drink. Yeah. Okay. What? Any spell about the shokayim shall pishtan levad. You shouldn't wear like a, they used to make socks out of like a linen garment. Gnai ulamad kain lifnei gedolim. You wouldn't stand in front of a gadol just wearing your socks. You put on your shoes to get dressed. Makolshkin kishloibim sandal veikav magula, wearing sandalim. Where the heel is open, Crocs, you don't daven wearing Crocs. We got main lubos based on tefillah, but the yadayim shakaron henshach. You don't wear gloves. So both types of gloves really are a problem. There was the gloves that you wear outside. You take them off when you go in front of somebody chasher. You don't stand there. You meet them in the street, and it's cold outside, so you maybe you walk inside, you take off your gloves. On the other hand, you have some people that wear like these fancy gloves. So that's a guy element. You stand in front of the mill, I have my fancy white gloves, that I wear, that type of thing. So that would also be improper to do. People who are outside, the Bach says, it's element of gaiva to wear your gloves in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I don't know. I'm not familiar with the practical difference of the cultural difference between socks made out of wool and socks made out of linen. It sounds like the wool socks were a chicken more kosher. So, but even that, the Chayyim says you shouldn't wear. You have to wear shoes. Before you just said you can't wear the ones made out of pishton. That was like the lowly type of a loafer type of a thing you would wear in the house, whereas your wool socks are made more kosher. But even so. Haramam tikein shaloi likadosh beis haknesses b'menolim aruchim v'hanu shtivul. You can't wear boots in shul. But if you stand, you know, you had certain societies, you know, in Russia, you know, it's very wet out and cold out, and you know, etc. They wore these big, tall leather boots, and they stand in front of the Kabbalah. They also wear the leather boots, so that's fine. But if you walk in front of the melech, you would take off your boots and put on your shoes. So why are you? So the modern the person wears rubbers on his shoes. Person wears, you know, have these boots, etc. You wouldn't walk into somebody's house like that. You know, it's not derech eretz. Well, you know, I came to visit. You know, we're meeting the prospective chassan kallah. I walk and wear my boots. So in front of the melech, you wear your boots. Take off your boots. Take off your galoshes. Take off, you know. You know, a person's 85 years old, it's very hard to take it off, you know, get it back on. They'll say, oh, yeah, maybe, you know, we'll say I have to, you know, but, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're not there yet. We should get there one day, you know. But, you know, fine.
So we shouldn't wear boots.
A person should not wear their boots that, they wear outside. They really should, they should take them off and put on shoes. I mean, think about it, it's a very logical idea. Like, you know, you wouldn't, you know, if you have no choice, you have no choice, you know. The Erev is down, and you need the, it's freezing cold outside, and all the, you know, it's snow to the wazoo, you put on your boots, you got the shoe, you know, you can't tie your socks either. So now what, you know, so I understand, you know, but you don't have that excuse, so that's not proper. Megulim, he said, if the legs are megulim, it's improper, unless that's normal over there. If you're wearing a long robe which covers the feet, even though you're not wearing shoes, or your legs are not covered per se, you know, not wearing socks or something of that sort. If they stand barefoot in front of the kings, it's so hot out, that's what was normal. And even though your feet are visible, but if that place that's called normal, to stand in front of a gadol as such, so that's mutter. Vov. Derech hachachomim tamideim shlo yispalu el kashem atufim. That they would only daven if they would be able to wrap themselves up, so that there's you know they're wrapped around, they're focused on their tefillah. Hagoah. When the person comes, please, sir, can I help? That's how you're supposed to stand when it's a zam. When Rosh Hashanah is having punishing Klal Yisrael, it's a time of zam. Rosh is showing you that he's upset. So the correct response is you come with achnoa, with humility in front of your Creator, and that you should hold your hands in that type of formation. Time of shalom when things are going good. So then the way you express that is by wearing beautiful, nice clothing for davening. So that's the way you're supposed to accomplish that. Okay. Simon Sadi Beis. So the person is supposed to prepare himself for davening, which means part of the preparing for davening is that you should not be going out in the middle of davening to relieve yourself. A person should prepare themselves before davening to relieve themselves. There is a point where a person has an urge to use the bathroom, which is so significant that he's not allowed to daven. So that would mean that a person has a responsibility to prepare beforehand, not to get that situation. Fascinating, the Rambam says that the reason why you can't daven when you need to use the bathroom is not because it's like a toeva, you know, it's something like that. He says because the Rambam listed under the things which take away kavana. It's very hard to focus on your kavana for your davening. You focus on that you need to use the bathroom. So it's our machayev you to prepare yourself. You should be able to focus properly. So that requires that the makom around you should be the proper type of place, and your body should be the proper type of body that you should be able to be prepared to focus. Hayitzarchlan a kav of ayispal. A person needs to use to relieve himself. This is whether he needs to relieve himself for katanim or gedolim. Whether it's any type of physical using the bathroom, he should not daven. Vim hispalel tefilos toeva. If he does daven, so his tefillah is considered an abomination, and the Baruch Hashem is not interested in hearing from him, and he's not yet to daven. Now, Zok the Shulchan Aruch, Zok lachzul hispalel, he has to daven again. But v'hani mili. This definition of that reaches the level of a to'eva, that the person finds it disgusting, the urge is so strong that he would not be able to hold himself for 72 minutes. If he would be able to control himself and not use the bathroom for another 72 minutes, you should not daven like that because you still it's distracting from your tefillah, etc. It's not proper. But you're yotzei. A person should relieve himself and check, go to the bathroom, see if he needs to relieve himself, and he should try to relieve himself beforehand. If a person has this strong urge that he can't hold himself for 72 minutes, he should not be saying brachas or limud Torah either. Now, we had before, back in Siman Gimel, there's something called Baal Teshaksu. Shaksu means a person who makes himself, like animalistic, etc. A person has a very strong urge, and he ignores it. He's making himself mashukah. He's making himself, disgusting. That level is reached when the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the person has a strong urge to relieve, and if he would not control himself, it would come out. So he has to make an effort to control it that shouldn't come out. That's called Baal Teshaksu. That a person is allowed to hold it in and be able to get a place which is covered. It shouldn't, to go to the bathroom, wait to get to the bathroom to do it. So he's allowed to do that. But otherwise, he can't be involved in anything else. They're saying over here, it's not Baal Teshaksu. He's nowhere near that point. But he knows he can't last 72 minutes. So he shouldn't be saying any tefillah at that point in time. It's interesting with Kiriger says, Yochel Haman Atzma Shir Hiluk Parsa. So Chazal presented as Hiluk Parsa. So normally that's a question of time. The time it takes to walk a parsa is an hour and 12 minutes, 72 minutes. Kiriger says that maybe Chazal used that lashon because when you walk, the urge increases usually. So if he has enough of an urge now that if he'd walk for the next 72 minutes, he would have to go to the bathroom. That's also called, even if he stands still, he won't have that need. That's also a problem, Kiriger says. Let's say a person is standing still, the person has more control, and he can last 2 hours before he needs the bathroom. But if he'd walk, he wouldn't last 72 minutes. So he can't daven. Because that's all. That's the sheer, because I gave the sheer of urge, of need, based on the hiluch of a parsa, the walking of a parsa. That's how he understands it. It's a kiddush. The Mishabur does not seem to agree with that. The Bir Halacha brings it. He brings it, maybe there's another explanation for it, etc., what it means. He's not sure that's going to be the compelling shot at the end. Okay, let's touch on some of the Shabbos. So, Kanal, Al Yispalo, the Ksiv Hikon, the Krishal Kechel Yisrael, part of your preparation is to prepare to greet your Creator, would mean Ksiv Shmoragel, Kokasha Tedak Al Beisilakim, prepare your legs, which means the part of your body, the lower part should be prepared for davening, it should be cleansed from what has to be cleansed out. I want that your openings should be clean. So the part of the body which relieves the person should be emptied out before davening. If he does so, he has to daven again. So now, if a person has a need to defecate, to relieve himself from gedarlim, from the feces, so that for sure requires him to daven again, but if he has to urinate, and he didn't, and he finishes daven, he goes afterwards, so does he have to re-daven because he withheld this urge to pass water? So that's machlokes. So obviously in that situation, Mishabura comes out that if you would go back with a tanai. And you would say, if I'm a chiv to daven again, I'm davening again because I'm a chiv to. If I'm not, it should be what's called tefillas d'dova. I'm making an extra shemoneh esrei to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a gift. Hiluk parsa, who are b'milim, who shir chshav b'chemish. Parsa is 4 mil. We normally calculate, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we calculate a mil as 18 minutes. So 4 times 18 is 72. Now the Gra argues, and the Gra says the calculation of a mil, the time it takes to walk a mil, is 22 and a half minutes. So 4 times that is 90 minutes. So according to the Gra, Hilach Paris is 90 minutes. There's actually one Rashita told that it's 24 minutes, and therefore it would be 96 minutes. 3-4 times that. If a person can control himself, Yochel Hamid, Rasul Armor, Be'ez Haskol, Tatfilo, Ahoya, Be'kerakol, Ishas, Shears, that. When he started davening, he had the ability to do that. So even though by the time he finishes davening, he doesn't have the ability, that's not a problem. Masha, Fili, Macha, Kak, take a Macha, Tfilo, Holoch, Wasit, Shrochav, Hoya, Be'sach, Shears, that. Yotz, but the fact that he went to the bathroom afterwards doesn't retroactively make it, since he had the ability to hold himself, even though he chose not to afterwards, that doesn't mean Bidi Abed, he wasn't Yotz. He's a Bidi Abed, he's Yotz. Avla Chavkila, a person should not daven under those circumstances until he relieves himself. Avla Chavkila, it's a learner. I feel Yochel Atzim Atzim Yosem Parsa. Even you can last more than a Parsa. Kimishamarkish Batzim Ksash Tzarkli Nakawa. You feel that you have a feel you have a need to go to the bathroom. And one Rebbe one time said, it says, you know, for your are really you know serious frum people, this creates this like mental game. You start worrying about maybe I need to use the bathroom, then I can't daven. You know, it becomes like a whole tension issue. He says the nature of someone's person has an urge which, if you ignore it, it goes away. That's not this halacha. Someone has an urge which will not go away and it's going to remain and get stronger. But a person has to have an urge which will go away. If he ignores it, that's not a problem. So usually that's, you know, usually a person can figure that out. Someone. Now, Filim Ayyadeh says, Shiyanaka Zatzim, a person will go to the bathroom, Lo Yiyah Yochel Yispa'al Matir, Halul Hamis Filim Matibur. For the Yochel Tev Yersel Yispa'al Biyachidi. Begufnaki. Have a gufnaki. Biyachidi is much better. If he's going to the bathroom, he'll miss his man tefila. He woke up late. He doesn't have this strong urge, which he must go now. He can wait. So what do you do in that situation? If he can last a Shabbat Chaimish, which is in the Chatkila, that's, you still shouldn't daven anyway. Over here you would daven. If you can't last Shabbat Chaimish, you can't daven. So you woke up late, so you lost. Then the Ramah points out you can't even say Divrei Torah. Fill the Divrei Torah. But Kolshkei Mekriyas Shema V'Shar Brachos. You can't learn. You can't daven. You can't say Kriyas Shema. But Yavin Mashmah Divrei Prima Godim. Then Tzarach Lit Lachshav Lit Kroyz. Kikosu Rama Melchamas. But if a person would say Shema, having a need which will last, which is less than he can't hold for 72 minutes. But Yavin he be Yotzei Shema. Guva Meshukitz, last Shem Shabura says, you shouldn't daven like that because it's Guva Meshukitz. Even though it's not Balta Shaksu, but still, Kivan, Shayna Yochalav, Atzmal, Parsa, you can't last the Parsa, you shouldn't daven. Parsa Mutter, Philip Kriyashma, if you can last the Parsa, but you still have an urge, but you can last the Parsa, it's only problem with Shemoneh Esrei. Shema, you're allowed to say. He's machra by Shema. We don't pass on like that. But the Baal Shachshu Rak Yisur Darbonin may come out of Brias Nitzchem. Even if the urge is stronger, but if it's in the middle of a situation of your teaching, or your davening, your laning, you're reading the Megillah, keep going. The covenant of Brias of interrupting and going out, the Chazal were not machayv you under these circumstances. Okay.